Welcome, all new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
JP.
Dell.
Bro.
You know what it, I'm about to say, you know what it is. How's everybody week?
Hey.
It's been a good week.
Yes,
been a
sir.
Good week, fellas. Always good to get back with you guys.
Yes, sir. It has been a busy week for old JP here. Hey, but hey, I'm not a millionaire yet. So I've worked 3 days, off a day, and worked 3 more days. Now I'm off 3 days, and you can believe I'm gonna enjoy.
Hey, look, I don't blame you, man. And look, for me, the week has been perfect.
Yes, all right,
G-Man. Because I felt like OJ and the white Bronco.
And the white Bronco.
All right. G-Man said he felt like OJ and the white Bronco. Y'all remember that answer?
Yeah, y'all gotta remember that.
Driving around the helicopter farm.
Yeah, but I was hiding underneath the seats. That's why I felt like OJ and the white Bronco. I was hiding.
But I didn't do it.
You must have quit.
I didn't do it.
You must have quit.
Yes,
look,
sir.
How can I put on these gloves
if
it's not right?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But how was you guys week?
Mine was pretty good. Can't complain.
Hey, that's good to hear, my brother.
I mean, that's awesome right
there.
Yes,
sir.
Tonight's topic, I got this one right here for you, bro.
You got it?
Yeah. Do you matter?
Do you matter?
Yeah.
That's a good topic. Hey, good. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great. Now, this is my first time hearing the topic. So, but I think that the philosopher, which is Dale, I don't know if you folks know, but Dale is the philosopher of the group. So, you got G-Man, you got JP, you got the Road Dog, and you got the Playboy and the player, Gerard. But I think when you look at the experience of all of us, I think we can give you
we
some
already
good
got
information
started.
On that topic.
Go ahead and hit
all
that.
All right, well, quick. We got a message from Cali Girl.
OMG, it's Friday night, and who do we have here? It is time for the G-Man Roll and Gerard. Do you matter? Who do you want? Do you matter? Do I matter? Hi, boys.
And you gotta remember, Dale and JP also.
Thank you, fellas. I guess y'all two don't matter.
We don't matter.
We matter. Kelly girl, we matter.
But you know, if you think about the whole topic, like, do you matter? I mean, that can be like, do you matter in voting? Do you matter in mental health, your mental health, or in society in general.
Do you matter in the relationships that you're in?
Yeah.
Do you matter?
In the friendships.
Exactly.
Do you matter? Yes.
Yeah. You know, if it takes me a week for you to return my call, I don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, if I can't get my lady to hang out and spend a little bit more time with me than her girlfriend, I don't matter.
Yeah. Right.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you're on your job. At the end of the day, you know, your check don't come in quite like it's supposed to, but you're doing all the work.
Yeah.
You don't matter.
Yeah.
Well, let me break it down for you guys now. Let me tell you this. So I had one of my cousins at the party that we were having.
He said that
His girlfriend, who was sitting there now, she didn't know that he was talking to me. But he was like, look, now she texts me, I text her back. When I text her, it take a long time for her to text back. Mm-hmm. But she always on her phone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he was like, I must be don't matter.
Don't matter.
We were dating for 12 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So why would I marry somebody that ignore my text?
You got that right.
You know what I'm saying? Even though she cooked for me.
Yeah.
Even though she like take care of the house that we living in, but you don't respond back to my text. But I was like, well, look at it like this. He said, no, cuz.
Right.
This is what he said. No, cuz. We've been in this relationship a long time. I can tell you about her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's right, G man. Hey, I'm telling you right now. If I text my baby text me, I text her back. She better be texting me right back. If she takes hours to text me, guess what? Next time, I'm gonna take hours to text her.
We got a problem.
Because it matters.
But we got a problem.
And because I know her.
But not to take hold of.
You're right, G-Man. Mm-hmm.
But these ladies always, and guys.
No, ladies, no, G-Man.
Let me say it right. The ladies, the guys, the butch, the
Oh, shit.
Pookie. The Pookie, the Ray-Ray, Ray-Ray, the he, the she,
Ray-Ray,
the
stud. Got it.
The alphabet.
You got it.
They always, everybody always have their phone on them.
Mm-hmm.
How you don't respond?
Because
you don't matter.
Because it's all about games.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It's all about games.
Yeah. But they want you to respond.
Yes.
Because they want to feel like they matter.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we don't matter.
Yeah.
We don't matter.
But
we got three.
If I don't matter, they don't matter. That's me.
But you know, it's sometimes one-sided. Promise you, it's like, I'll continue to feed you.
Yeah.
Feed you. Even though you don't feed me back, I'll continue to feed you.
Damn.
Guess what? Because I want you to matter to me.
Let me tell you. If you
Go ahead, G-Man.
Before Gerard played the Spencer, let me say this.
Say it, G-Man.
Now, you feed me. Now.
They're going to starve on me, G-Man.
That's what I was doing.
They're going to starve.
When my time to pay you back to feed you, you're going to starve.
Yeah. Dale, I told you, Dale flock. Yeah, you got some folks want all the attention on them, but they ain't gonna give it. But
you're not gonna give it back.
You don't give it to me, you ain't getting it from me.
That's right.
And, yes, sir.
And Gerard, you can play the message. My bad, buddy.
Us men got riled up on that.
Wait, did you say Gerard's the player? What, Gerard?
Yes, Gerard is player.
Well, damn, if you don't matter, get the hell out of the relationship. What do you mean? Why would you be in there for 5 months and you've been thinking for 5 months, do you matter? The actions of the other one that's showing you, do you matter? Or if you don't matter, stay it. Okay.
Last one.
Gentlemen in the background, I'm sorry. You know I love you too. Y'all just need to get an avatar. Come on up here. Jeez.
So, JP got something to say.
Callie girl, we hope you love me and Dale. But if you don't, we understand. But we believe you do.
Hey, but we want to feel like we matter too.
Yes, we're a little jealous.
You know,
you got that
little
go
bit,
ahead, Dale.
Little bit.
Tell Dale she got that little sexy voice.
And see, Callie girl, look,
let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something.
Callie got that sex.
No, Callie only want to talk to somebody. She want to talk to this old love me.
Yeah. G-Man is Callie girl. Yeah, I'm a little G-Man, and I love these guys.
She know how me and her roll. I come down to Atlanta right now, man. Me and her want to be on a mission.
You ain't going to Atlanta.
I ain't talking about going Circle K.
You are not. I go to Circle K.
I ain't talking about going Circle K.
You ain't going to Atlanta.
I ain't talking about going 7-Eleven.
Hey, my boys, he just had a birthday. He ain't going to Atlanta because he would not live to see the next birthday.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this about me and Callie girl. When we hung out, when me and Callie
girl. Y'all hung out?
No, when we going out.
When it happened.
Let me tell you.
Damn.
When it happened.
Yeah,
so,
damn.
So no
showing out there.
Let me tell you. No Circle K. No 7-Eleven.
I love Circle K.
No
QT.
That's
right. G-Man, I love QT.
No Buc-ee's.
No Buc-ee's.
No Buc-ee's. Damn, I love Buc-ee's.
Let me go ahead and break it all the way down. No Five Below.
Five Below. I ain't running Five Below yet. I did on the spot.
No Dollar General.
Dollar General.
No, no $5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What about Sheets?
No Family Dollar.
What's that, my brothers?
I said, what about Sheets?
Sheets.
Yeah.
Hey, as Ivan brothers say, sorry to me, G-Man, thank you, between the sheets.
I never said that, Callie girl. Never said that.
Wow.
Never said that. No sheet, in between the sheet, under sheet, and above the sheet.
And yes, Gerard is the playboy of the group. And
On that note, I'm going to play this message.
All right.
Oh, no, you did mention that QT. Come on now.
QT stands for quality time. Because,
uh-oh,
look, you can actually meet in the back for quality time. A lot of people don't understand that. You go to a dang on QT, you can get some quality time in there.
Wow.
That, you look. You ain't know that.
G-Man, I ain't never thought about that.
Quality time.
Yeah, especially if you got dark tint. Get your windshield cover. Put it in the front of it. Y'all sit in the back seat.
Got dog, road dog.
You speaking from experience?
Yeah, no, he's speaking from talking with Gerard.
Told me, baby.
Uh-oh, between the
shit. The hell?
Philosopher.
Hey. Hey, I'm gonna need you to sing with that because I'm gonna have to mute it on YouTube. So you gotta sing with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, girl. Ain't no mystery.
As far as I can see. I can see.
Y'all something
next
else.
To me. Hey, if I knew the words, I help the boys, but I don't know the words.
In between sheets. Between the sheets.
Your underwear is nice. Your bra is clean, baby. Your toenails is fixed. Your pubic hair is clean.
Wow.
There
begins.
Gerard, tell him to calm down, Gerard.
And if you got hair on your chest, it's clean.
Hey, you know, it's funny, G-Man said that. I was in the bathroom the other day, and I noticed one gray hair on my chest. I didn't have one hair on my chest.
And it was gray.
I said, what the hell? One hair on my chest, it was gray.
Man, I got a multitude of them, man.
Must be nice, bunch man. Got a bunch of them.
I got one on my toe. I got
picking
one,
them.
I got one on my big toe.
Gray hair.
Yeah. Every time I pluck it off, it come back.
Come back. Yeah.
G-Man got one hair on the big toe. Dale got a chest full of gray hair.
Hairs, yeah.
And I got one gray hair on my chest. Mm. And the ladies want to lay down on it.
Oh.
It ain't but one.
Oh.
Ain't but one.
JP done sent out the invitation.
Yeah. Well, we got two messages there, bro. We got two.
And we do that because we want to matter.
Damn it. We do matter.
Yeah. We want to matter.
We do matter.
We come to the table with some stuff.
First of all, as I'm munching on some chips, who said we had to be in the bed?
Oh, shit.
Straighten it out.
Here's the next one.
Whose pubic hairs are you talking about? Because I don't have none.
Shades, all right.
They don't be on me.
All right. Well, Callie, let me tell you something. After hearing your story from your podcast that you had earlier with someone,
Kev got a podcast.
She had a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm still fascinated with the history myself.
Say what? What's it there?
Man.
What y'all talking about?
When you get fisted, you matter.
When I get fisted, it's usually knocked upside the head. So y'all ain't talking about that.
See,
I'm studying moonshot kickboxing.
Oh my god.
What the heck, y'all? G-Man.
Shoot.
Dad, what you talking about?
I remember.
Hey, let me tell you this. So what?
Hey, Callie.
Let me break it down to him.
Let
me tell you this. Walk around Lancaster and say you want to get fisted.
Fisted? I don't want to get the beat down.
No.
Okay, no, they ain't going to beat you down.
He ain't the beat down.
They ain't going to beat you down. Guess what they're going to do to you?
What's that, G-Man?
They're going to grab their fist
uh-huh.
and rub it up your hips.
Man, my butt. Oh, no. I don't think so, fellas.
That's being fisted.
So, y'all said.
Start.
You know what, man? Don't
let me
tell
y'all.
That's being fisted.
Man, come on now.
Yeah, man.
Callie rocked the show for us when she said that. And when she said that, it was like, we were like, what?
Yeah. I definitely was out for that show.
No, you weren't
here. No, you were here.
You was here?
No, I remember that.
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
Dale,
he was sick. He was sick that day.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I was sick. I would have really been sick. Fisted?
Yeah, man.
That's a new one.
That's
on
the thing, man.
You ain't never had that before?
That's the thing.
Hell no. My brother's. If I get fisted, I'm shooting somebody.
That don't even sound.
I ain't got to talk about it. I'm shooting somebody. You know, G-Man and Dale.
Oh, yeah, that sound right.
Road Dog, y'all visit me in prison. I want y'all to visit me because I'm shooting somebody.
No, it's not for you to get fisted.
Oh, okay.
But no, some men get fisted. Some men get fisted.
Yeah, well, I was like,
I hate it, but some men do.
I'm shooting somebody.
Yeah.
No, I ain't trying to fight.
Let me tell y'all something.
I ain't trying to shoot, fight, nothing. I'm shooting somebody. Mm.
Oh, Callie.
Got a message from Callie.
You're telling me none of y'all have fisted a woman or had the request up?
And I'm being honest with you. I don't care if come up there. I got something that reached out to the.
T-Bang.
I ain't got to say nothing. I'm good.
Hey, fellas, I'm back tonight.
Got time for that.
Okay,
fist
thank you, T-Bang.
You fist?
Huh?
You ain't never fist?
I told you, move to a kickbox. I studied that. That's the time I got fist.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, so you mean when that person knocked you out, they fisted you in the back?
They knocked me out, G-Man. They hit me.
they fisted you.
That was a fist.
My God.
G-Man, the fist Kelly girl talking about. I'm telling you right now, G-Man. Somebody
fist me, somebody can get shot.
That's all it is. Somebody
fist.
But once again, Gerard, somebody
once again.
Oh, man.
Once again, do you matter?
Yes,
exactly. Do you matter?
Hell yeah.
You matter on the fisting.
G-Man.
man.
I matter.
You say you got
I matter
fisted,
as a
but,
person.
No, but you say you got fisted in the face.
Yeah, I got fisted in the face. It matter. I might not matter,
so,
but it matter.
Just imagine a person turn around, you fist, they fist, your face fist them in the.
No, G-Man, I ain't never done that. I ain't fisting. I ain't fist nobody in the old days when I was young. And I think I got too old to do so. What a philosophy. Yeah. Philosophy.
Hey, like I said again, to each his own. But
to each his own.
To each his own. Whatever make you feel good, you do it.
You hear what the philosopher said?
There's even scripture that says, again, you know, let the wedding bed be undefiled.
Yes, sir.
And that means whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you acknowledge. Hey. But at the end of the day, we all want to feel like we matter.
We matter.
You know, we want to feel like I said again, if we go to church, when we sit in that pew, we want to feel like we matter.
We matter.
So this is the question, though. I mean, I'm gonna spit this out there. Like, if we matter, then why do African American, Spanish people,
mm-hmm.
Asian people, who else kind of people we got in the United States?
Indian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got.
Why do they have to actually continue on going through the same old process that happened like 20, 30, 40 years ago?
Good, you know what I'm saying? Because,
look, I was looking at something earlier, and I was telling, I think I was telling you this, Dale, right? That in South Carolina, they were voting in Orangeburg. And you had this white guy,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And his process was totally different. He was being very rude to the dang old, the ladies
monsters,
that
they called him.
Yeah, he was being very rude. Mood. He slapped one of them.
Wow.
Slapped one of the dang on mm-hmm. African American lady, and then one of them slapped him back, and then they had a full wall going on. You know
I got
saying?
You. But he shouldn't have slapped the G-Man.
But what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, guess what the news report said.
What did he say?
They said they're investigating the situation.
Don't need to investigate. They need to lock him up.
But why? Why would they lock him up? If they're going to investigate.
They investigate first. And he pushed her right.
But what I'm saying is that it's a lot of stuff that's going on in this world. And then we go, man, we in some troubling time, man.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying
have we been now?
But I'm just saying, forever.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying, it's going to get worse now.
Yeah,
so think about, break it down right quick.
Go ahead, finish. I got
so if, yeah. if Trump don't win, it's going to be troubling time.
Trouble.
If Trump wins, it's going to be trouble. So either way, thank you, Dale.
Do you really matter?
Exactly. Yeah, we matter. We still matter. Dale, go ahead, Dale.
I was reading something today about the history of even slavery.
Yes.
And it was the white person's goal to make you feel like you never mattered.
Yes.
That you were just property.
Why wouldn't it?
They had something called bucking. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Bucking was when you gathered your family, your wife. They had a bucker and the
buckies.
They made that, they designed that for you to feel like you never mattered.
Yes.
that you're a piece of property.
But I ain't nobody. Yeah,
that's how much you were stripped. Yeah. I mean, fuck is a big deal.
But now, Dale,
you buck a man in front of his wife and his children. Yeah. Look, somebody got to die.
Well, I'm telling you,
somebody got to go.
You buck me, I'll make sure I have a hard on. I'm gonna have a hard on.
What?
You buck me. There we go. Script me in front of the judge.
Gerard.
Script me in front of the dang old Supreme Court right now. Gerard. I'll bet you any money. Amy.
Huh?
Gerard, I want to hide that. Hey. I'm trying not to use.
You script me in front. Look,
I'm trying to use the word.
Wait, wait, let me finish.
I don't know what you're saying.
Look, let me tell you something. Buck me in front of the dang on Congress. You buck me right now. I bet you I have old OC and I have Jasmine and I have. I'm just calling out names. Philippian.
What's up?
Deuteronomy.
Yeah, Deuteronomy.
And then.
Go ahead.
Isaiah.
Jonah.
And
G-Man, I went to the Bible.
Scriptural.
Yeah, I went to the scriptural. Look, I messed up. I can't mess with that.
I messed up. I went to the left.
I can't mess with that. He already know I'm going to be hush on that.
And you got a lot of women in relationships. Their self-esteem is so low. So low that even though they feel like they don't matter, they still keep trying.
Yes.
You know, and I hate them to feel like they're just, you know, fighting a battle that they can't win, but for the sake of feeling like they matter, feel like somebody cares about them for just a little while. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, so I mean, I had partners. I got rent for one night, and for one night, I'm gonna make you feel like you matter.
Yes. Yeah. Now you heard what Dale said. You got females that feel like they don't matter.
They don't matter.
Stay away from Pookies and Ray Rays
because they'll make you.
There's that whole job.
Yeah, they'll make you feel like you matter.
I mean, I won't name any. Let me tell you what a Pookie and Ray Ray is. Pookie and Ray Ray will let you go to work, and they be driving your car around.
What
and
other
they
women?
Say it, Dale. What they don't know what a Pookie and Ray Ray. G-Man know, too. Pookie and Ray Ray.
I don't know nothing
Let me
about
tell you.
Because Pookie always giving his Ray Ray and her.
Let me tell you something. G-Man, you know what the hell. Let me tell you.
Listen about it. Listen what I just said. Pookie always giving his Ray Ray and her.
Yeah.
That's why she love it. Hey, so that's why you say Pookie.
Me, Dale, and G-Man.
Cause
ain't
Pookie got a Ray Ray. Go ahead. Finish it, bro.
Me, Dale, and G-Man, and Road Dogg. Now, we got a player in the group, y'all. I ain't going to call no name.
No,
we got
Gigi. We call him
Gigi, I apologize.
Yeah, his name is Gigi Gigolo Gerard.
We got a Gigolo, but he still know how to treat women good. Look,
that joker came walking past
he's
us.
He's smooth.
No, he can't walk past
he's
us.
He's smart.
Yeah, intelligent. You see how smooth he can be?
He's smooth.
Yeah, that joker came. He had his hand going. He had apple glasses on and his earpiece on.
He is the Gigolo of the group.
His phone was vibrating.
He ain't a Pookie and a Ray Ray.
His
though.
Kneecap was that going shaking while his phone was vibrating.
Hey, he is a Pookie. He ain't a Pookie. Hey, man, you got me crossed.
Y'all so stupid.
He's not a Pookie and a Ray Ray. He's a Gigolo now. Ladies,
we got a message right quick.
Okay. No,
we
go
E-Rise,
man. I apologize.
I just want to give a shout out to the people in the audience. Mel and my TT, I see you.
Yeah, we need to
stop. I mean,
yeah, we appreciate you.
For sure.
Yes, sir. We sure do.
I would say drug.
What you guys be mindful.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Can't hear you. You breaking up. Because you
Come
keep
back
reconnecting.
One more time,
what you say, Ro?
I know he said something about me, but I don't know what it was.
Hey,
he said something about me.
It's probably true.
Probably not.
Hey, my brother.
Probably not.
It's probably true. G
Gerard.
Man, I strongly believe that it's not true.
Well, you strongly believe what you want. We strongly believe that it is. Now you got four against.
You can hear me now?
Hey, Rodolph.
Yeah, we can hear you.
The majority wins. You got four against one. Now who's right?
That's me. True. I don't know.
You got me. Four against one.
You sure?
I want you me. Guys to be mindful. For us to have any longevity on, you know, doing what we do, we got to feel like we matter.
Yeah, we matter. Dale. You see, they're going back to the subject at hand.
I appreciate that, Dale.
I'm gonna read you back in. We matter. We want to matter.
I appreciate that, Dale. Thank you.
For sure,
Gerard, you matter. And look, Road Dogg matter. We all matter. Dale matter. And I matter. And so, we know we matter.
So when it comes down to voting and all this stuff like that, a lot of people don't understand the most important thing about voting is that do your own research.
Yes.
Do your own research, and you know what I mean? You're going to have a lot of people that are going to say the Democrat, this, blah, blah, blah. You're going to have a lot of people say the Republican, this. Just do your research.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and then once you do your research,
come on, G-Man.
You'll find out who's the better.
Yeah.
G-Man, you know come mean? On, G-Man.
You know, I early vote.
Hey, I've been thinking the same thing. I hadn't voted yet.
Once I did my early vote. You got
3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
I prayed.
Words.
I prayed.
Yeah. Oh,
county office. County office.
Main Street. Yeah. Thank you. I thought about going tomorrow. Yeah. Early vote.
Yeah.
But say it again, G-Man. I'm going to say now.
Definitely make sure you do
research. Do your research.
And then I hate it for us as the people that going to sit here and we're going to actually, like, whoever did whatever they're going to do, we're going to have to suffer their consequence. You know what I mean? Because if you think about it.
Go ahead, G-Man.
So, if like I said earlier, if Trump don't win, it's going to be a issues. Problem.
It's going to be a
problem. If Kamala win, it's going to be a problem.
If Trump
win, it's going to be a problem.
Because how it is.
It's going to be a lot of problems that's going to go on. And that's the same thing that if people actually think about the Bible, the Bible states of it.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, it states a problem.
Yeah. Hey, I want to say something. Says G-Man and the philosophers on the subject. I passed by a church. And it really burnt on my heart about 2 weeks ago. And you know how churches have signs out front on there. Mm-hmm. It said,
I want to get a letter sign.
Yeah. I had talked with Pastor about that.
I want to get one.
Yeah. It said, vote for Trump
or
vote for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
It said, but trust Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, see now. And so that's what in the end for us, us Christian men and Christian women, we must do. We must trust Jesus.
But I'm concerned, though, man. I'm really concerned.
And we should be.
It's going to be an ugly time look, and I hate to sound this way, man. I love both parties.
Hey.
I love both parties because I don't vote.
I see the benefit.
I'll be honest on here.
Yeah.
I don't vote at both parties
anymore.
Yes. The only thing that I'm concerned about is that if it don't happen the way how the other individual happened, it's going to be a long process because nobody want to sit there and say, if it's close, nobody going to be like, I'm going to drop the dang on white flag and say, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Y'all remember the issue with President Bush and Al Gore?
Al Gore? Mm-hmm.
Yep. That he
went
so close.
He went to popular.
Yes.
But he didn't went to elect
Electoral College. Yeah. And the judicial branch, the Supreme Court, had to get involved. Y'all remember that? So, but like I say, vote who you're going to vote for, but make sure you pray on it and be led by your spirit. Would you agree with me on that, fellas?
Yeah, sure.
Be led, you know, yes, but we know that God is still in charge.
And he's going to be. And like I said, he going to be in charge on Tuesday.
Dale, the Bible said the Lord, I remember reading it, said it is I that maketh a man rich, his I that make a man poor, his I that set up the kings in the earth. So he's still in charge. He put people in. We as Christian men, me, Dale, the guys, we all know how God used wicked kings. Dale, G-Man, y'all remember in church how we got off the story of Babylon, how God used the king of Babylon to punish Israel.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we get away from being who we ought to be, and who we should be in the Lord, he'll allow things to happen.
So let me go a little deeper.
Yes, go ahead, G-Man.
So why we continue on doing the same
who
thing?
Who is we, G-Man?
Us. I mean, because you probably...
Black people? No, white people. No, let me finish. Americans? You said we.
So we, when I say we, we are part of everybody.
Yeah. Right?
So if you think about it, why we continue on doing the same thing over and over and over. So think about it. Like, and I'm not trying to be racist. I'm never ever going to be racist. So why do black people actually got to continue on going through the things that they go through?
Yes.
I'm just keeping it real. So why, when you go, let the philosopher answer that, that's one question.
The second question is that
I can actually sit there and go in Arkansas right now and only got 10% black.
Yeah.
And 90% white.
What you mean? You know what I'm saying? In the state,
it's a certain country. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I need to do my research.
North Dakota,
if you think about it and all this stuff like that.
Wisconsin, you don't have any black.
We can't win anything. I mean, what I'm saying in general.
But then, G-Man got member now. The nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
But think about it.
He's got a larger black population.
So if you looked at
Atlanta, Georgia. Well, go ahead, G-Man.
Hey, bro, let me tell you this.
I'm listening.
If you look at the Electoral College right now,
the whole inside, let me finish, it's a bunch of crap. Now, go ahead, G-Man.
No, I ain't going to say nothing.
You just said go G-Bad today. I can't keep going. Stop making me say it. I promise you ain't saying nothing. Please, stop acting G-Bad. Stop getting all sensitive and emotional. Look, listen to this. So think about it.
The Electoral College is all red.
It's a bunch of crap.
It's all red.
Do you agree with it? Damn.
I don't agree with the Electoral College. But at the end of the day, we go in those booths,
we close
those curtains, and we vote our conscience.
Yes.
We vote our conscience after we've said our prayer.
Yes.
And then again, if Trump win,
that's the philosopher speaking.
I'm going to pray for Trump.
Yes.
I'm going to pray for Trump because the Bible tells me I got to pray for my leaders. So I'm going to pray for Trump.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray that something changes in his mind and in his heart that he doesn't do and say things that he doesn't say.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I go in there, I close that curtain.
Yes.
And when I walk out, damn it, I want to feel like I matter.
Yes.
I made a difference.
I love that.
People have died that we might be able to have that vote. Right.
Yes.
So you vote.
When we couldn't vote as a nation.
So what got me confused is that like at the end of the day, like we sit there and we talk about Trump and Kamala and all that stuff like that. So at the end of the day is that we already know the outcome of this.
No.
So think about it now.
Go ahead, G-Man.
So when I looked at the Electoral College, you pull it up. So you got a certain state.
Mm-hmm. Red state. Blue state. All right,
so you got California. Yeah. We know that's going to be low.
Largest electoral vote. So you know, it's a bigger state, Texas.
You know, Nevada could be a toss-up. Yes.
Because they're big.
You know, Georgia could be a toss-up.
Yeah, South Carolina.
South Carolina is always a red state. South Carolina is a red state.
It's not a toss-up. You're right.
But South Carolina is a straight red state. North Carolina could be a red state.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Florida is a red state.
Southern states can be red states.
Red states, yeah. Yes. And it's that Bible Belt.
Yes.
It's the Bible Belt.
Say it again, Jesus.
It's the Bible Belt. And like I said again, they tend to be more red states.
Yes, say
you know.
So Dale, I appreciate that. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, like I said, something's going to have to change. But like I said again, I got to be honest. I don't have a whole lot of conviction and faith in either candidate.
No, me either.
But like I said again, I said my prayer. I made my vote.
Yeah.
And again, I want my vote to matter.
Yes.
You know, like I said again, I think today's topic, you know, do you matter?
Yeah.
Is excellent because everybody want to feel like they matter.
Yes.
And again, everybody has been dumped on at one time. You know, but like
used
I said again, exactly.
At one time. Yeah.
So, but you have to make a decision.
Yes.
You know, no matter how hard you put me down, if I lift myself up or let God allow me to lift myself up, I'm gonna be fine.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yep. We gonna be okay.
Yep. Okay. Yes, sir, Dale.
Yep. we're gonna be just fine.
Yes.
And like I said, for the women that are in relationships,
somebody else that matter.
Like you matter, you need to get out of them.
Hey, now y'all know we got Dale looks out for you ladies. Now, Dale looks out, he always mentions you ladies. But now I'm gonna let you know now. I'm looking out for the men too. So you got some no good women out there too. Yeah. You got good women out there. Yeah. So if you get mad at me, you know good women that and the shoe fit, I don't care. But then you got good women out there. And you do matter. Let's put it this way. If you good or no good, you matter.
You matter.
You matter.
You matter.
And so, but Dale, I appreciate you looking out for the ladies.
For sure.
Because we matter.
That's right.
They matter.
That's right.
And men and
you,
want.
And we have daughters.
Men want good women.
We got daughters. Yeah. And at one point in time, you know, we had our mom. Yeah. You know, yeah. We're motherless right now.
Hey, I'm a mama. Let me tell y'all something. Man.
You say that.
Yeah. Gerard and Road Dogg, I don't know if Gerard and Road Dogg's mother's living.
Mm-hmm.
But Dale, G-Man, and JP's mother is gone. And I'm telling you, I'm a mama's boy.
I too.
Dale's a mama's boy.
And
G-Man
too.
Was a mama's boy and a grandmama's boy. Yeah. So I'm just telling you what
you
I know.
You doubled down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. G-Man's a mama's boy and a grandmama's boy.
Yeah.
And we loved all mothers.
That's right.
And we look to see what we're seeing in all mothers and these younger ladies.
We do.
And I, you know, it's hard to see it in some of them, but that's what we look to see. And you do matter as ladies. You know, you are important. And treat yourself like you're important. Act like you're important. Speak like you're important because you are important.
That's right.
And you do matter.
The lyrics to a song that says, again, if you're a diamond,
mm-hmm.
don't let them treat you like glass.
That's right.
You know, if you're a diamond, don't let them treat you like glass. And then again, like I said, you got to, there's some self-worth. Always be mindful of your self-worth.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm telling you, Gerard.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us now, Gerard.
And y'all forgive us. We don't be meaning to manipulate the conversation.
We're
trying to keep it flowing. We're trying to keep it going.
Yeah. We want to hear from the playboy and the smoothest cat I ever know named Gerard and the baddest cat I know who got a beautiful woman, even though she referred me as Pookie and Ray Ray.
She got a beautiful smile.
Road Dogg.
You got
a beautiful woman as the philosopher over here. I help me call him Dale. She's got a beautiful smile.
She does.
Hey, but we enjoyed you. So we're going to hush and let y'all talk. Cause I think me and the boys talking too much.
For sure.
I don't know, y'all fine. I think my signal going in and out, so it's affecting it.
Yes, sir. Playboy.
Uh-huh.
What you doing now?
Yeah.
Have you to know it's you.
He know that, you know. He know that, you know.
Hey.
You kept saying it, so I figured you kept saying it, so I figured you was talking to me. Nobody was responding, so I figured you was talking to me.
I'm sorry, my brother. See, you know, hey, you know your title.
But, like, if you really think about if anything else matter in your life.
Yes. Go ahead, G.
Voting matters.
It matters.
Like, I mean, like, somebody was like, I'm just one.
Yes.
No. But
one makes a difference.
One, man. I mean, like, you help with that cause for that situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
And we need to make sure that at the end of the day we vote.
Yeah, we vote. G Man.
Yes, sir.
You say you voted already?
I already did.
Dale. Yes,
done.
G Man and Dale said they voted. And I kid you not, Road Dogg and Gerard, I was like, you know what? I need to go ahead and vote tomorrow.
Never ever do straight tickets.
Yeah.
No.
I never have.
No.
Never ever do.
Believe it or not,
it's gonna be some names.
Look,
let me tell y'all this. Let me tell you. My name popped up on there as president.
Yeah. I'm voting for you. I'm voting for you because I know you.
Ain't about five of us.
Dale, I'm gonna vote for you.
I was gonna write him in.
Yeah.
You
Sometimes, y'all, what we need is some common folks in these positions of power that ain't worth millions and millions of dollars.
You know, I tell people, you know, you got Kamala. You know, I'm not knocking Jewish people because my Lord and Savior was a Jew.
Yes.
I mean, but her husband is who he chose.
Yeah. Now, what is Kamala? You know, she's not black, not there.
No, like I said, she's Indian, mixed, Asian.
And Asian, but she's non-black. But I ain't going to hurt her campaign by saying what I want to say.
Because, like I said, again, she's not black. Background and her family background are so diverse.
She reaches quite, and then again, she's
in a strong black sorority. Alpha Kappa Alpha. Strong black ladies. So, like I said again, and if she gets it's called the Divine Nine. Mm-hmm. If she gets the Divine Nine behind her, mm-hmm. like I said, there's thousands and thousands of black men and women, mm-hmm. and some white, in the fraternities and sororities. Like I said, if they go out and vote, just do their part.
Yes.
Again, please realize and understand that, again, once you cast that vote,
damn
it, you matter.
You matter.
You matter.
You matter. Yeah. Hey, and y'all remember, see, Dale, G-Man, and Gerard, the player, and Road Dogg, we all old enough to remember Knight Rider.
Yeah, Knight Rider. Love Kid 2000. That's it.
And that TV series, he used to say, one man does matter. I don't know if y'all remember.
I remember that.
He mattered. Yeah. So your vote matters.
That's right.
So go out and do it. If you don't do it tomorrow, like I said, most county offices until 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes.
And then, like I said, again, polls are going to open up at 7 o'clock, I think, on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 7, somewhere like that. Yeah. But go out, cast your vote, and matter.
We need that. Regardless of who you vote for.
I don't care if you vote for Trump.
Yeah,
do that.
Or Kamala.
Do that.
Yeah.
Do that. We suggest you don't vote a straight ticket because we haven't. But if you want to vote a straight Republican ticket, a straight Democratic ticket, do that. Yeah. But make sure you do it with your conviction and know that when you open that curtain, you walk out, you just made a difference and you matter.
Yes.
So let me tell y'all this.
Go ahead,
so I was reading something earlier today, and it says that, man, they said they don't know if like the early voting helped Trump, but they said they were seeing a significant
black
amount man. They were saying that they seen a significant amount of people voting in the red states.
Mm-hmm. Right?
They said,
yeah,
they said what a significant
mean?
Amount.
Yeah,
but what they mean is that the people that didn't vote in 2020, they vote like crazy because they don't want either her or him to be in the White
exactly.
House.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't know.
Yes.
But they said it was up like 20 to 30%
more.
From,
from early vote.
And I was like, man, how that can happen? Yeah. And they said
there's so much at stake right now.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, and you know,
G Man, serious now. Go ahead, G Man.
No, I'm listening.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Road Dogg, Gerard, Philosopher, mm-hmm. Dale, and G Man. If y'all could get on that ticket, I'll vote for y'all. I vote for y'all.
I don't want anybody to ever forget the common touch.
Yes.
That common touch is those that have dug some ditches.
Yes.
You know, those that have been beaten in some relationships.
Yes.
Those that have worked until, you know, you just simply can't work no more.
And don't get that's the common touch. The one that been raped by somebody.
Say that.
Somebody that those are the common touch.
Common touch. I want people to understand the common touch of those, like I said, those people that, again, have been through some life experiences and they got a story to tell.
They got a story to tell.
And again, they've been hurt. They've never lived in the White House. They've never lived in a 35,000 foot house.
Let me tell you all this. My house will always be the White House.
Yeah.
Exactly. And your lady
is always going to be the first lady.
That's right. your lady is your lady. She's the first lady.
That's right.
Now, again, you may do a little dirt. You may have your little side chick. I don't encourage it.
Yes.
Don't endorse it. But at the end of the day, you honor her as your first lady. I, you know, when I introduce my wife in certain situations and occasions, the first lady of my house.
Yes, sir.
Now, I didn't say the church. I said of my house. But yours is the first lady of your house.
That's right. That's right.
She's never going to be second. Your sweet lady, the first lady of your house.
That's right.
And when you treat them like that, they stay.
Oh, yeah.
They feel like they matter.
They matter.
That's
damn.
It.
They good matter. Job.
That's
hey,
it.
Hey, good they matter. Job, well said,
good.
Damn.
Hey, good job.
Well said. Mm-hmm. And right now, y'all, I'm making some pretty good money, but I can't afford no side chick. As a matter of fact, she better have some money if she want to be with me.
Be with you.
You got that?
I hear you. I hear you.
That's right.
No, say it loud and be proud.
Hey, she better have some money if she want to be with me. I'm JP. Baby, have some money. So if you want to be with the JP, I'm going to leave it alone for my baby here. Then I'll be talking low again.
That's it. I'll be on the low
I'll
side.
I'll be humbling.
But like I said again, you know. Yes.
But we do,
G-Man came up with this topic. G-Man came up with this topic early in the part of the week. And I knew that once he said it, it resonated in my soul. That again, people got to feel like they matter.
They matter.
I mean, like I said again, we want to live a long life. Yeah. Dr. King said he want to live a long life.
Yeah.
Longevity has its place.
It has its place.
But he knew he wasn't going to be here for very long.
He knew it.
So, but at the end of the day, you know, he wanted to. Like, but when he was here, he mattered.
He mattered.
Did he walk on water?
Done.
No. Dr. King has some issues.
Yeah. Well, he done.
Like,
man.
Yeah, he had some issues.
He liked women.
He was a woman. He wasn't no big guy.
He was a woman.
He was a little short fella, but like he was smooth.
Y'all leave Dr. King alone.
He was smooth.
He was short.
He was smooth with the
woman. He was smooth.
He was short and smooth.
And this is one of the most important things that he said to these ladies. I have a dream.
I got a dream.
And he looked down and he said, where?
Yeah, hey, boys,
down. Right down
boys,
there.
They need to leave Dr. King alone, because I'm short and I have a dream.
No, Dr. King was my fraternity brother.
Yeah.
And again, he will always be.
I always have a dream, G-Man.
Yeah, the people perish without the lack of what?
That's right. Knowledge.
Of knowledge and a dream.
Yes.
You got to have a dream.
Hey, but yes, but so, go ahead, fellas. I don't run out what I want to say.
We don't have much time left,
but
the few minutes we do have,
go ahead,
again, like I said, Cali girl, we cannot thank you enough.
Yeah.
Because like I said, we love you, we honor you, we support you. Again, for all the callers that didn't call in, that thought about us, we down. Like I said, and again, for all the ones that called.
Yes.
Well, anyway, like I said, we thank you. We appreciate you. Like I said, we want to have longevity doing what we do. And like I said, a part of our longevity is being able to respond to calls, because you guys matter, and just to keep it moving.
Yes.
We want to be bigger than we are this time next year.
Yes.
You know, we want to be further along this time next year.
Yes.
So like I said, when you call in, we thank you.
Yes.
If you guys got a topic that you think we need to touch on,
that's right.
Send it in.
Please,
you know, it is nothing too big, nothing small. We crazy like that.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah.
I got a topic.
Go ahead.
Gerard matters. Gerard matters. We should leave him alone. That's my topic.
I got a topic too. Gigolos matter.
Gigolos I bet
lonely.
You do.
Gigolos get lonely too.
There you go. I like that.
Gigolos all right.
Get lonely.
Gigolos all right. Get lonely too.
I ain't never lonely.
We know. Thank you, Gerard, for confirming something. You responded just the way we wanted you to.
That's why your car be
Gigolos get lonely too.
Sometimes.
Go ahead, G.
Go ahead, hit it.
G-Man, Mars dating time. Hey, Gerard.
Yeah.
G-Man, Gerard know the song. Ain't it right, Gerard?
Nah, I don't know it.
You don't know it. Hey, Gigolo, like you don't get long.
Wow.
You know, go ahead, bro.
So, can we make the announcement, or do you want to wait?
Go ahead.
Make it.
Okay, so, like you said, we want to be bigger than what, you know, next year, we want to be bigger than what we are now.
Sure.
So right now, you know what I'm saying, we're making strides. So we will, within the next few weeks, we will have our own Roku channel.
Yes, sir.
When everything is done, we're gonna make sure to let everyone know on stereo to where y'all can check us out. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to see us. We just have to figure out the time, what time is going to be airing and stuff like that. But, look for that within the next, you know, the next few weeks, right after, you know, we do our 50th episode celebration. So,
yes, sir.
Thank you, Gerard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And ladies, old good looking, JP over here, it'd be worth it just to be able to see my beauty.
I can't call that now. I'm more of a voice. I ain't a face, but I'll do a voice. But like I said, that's where I'm at.
Even if I'm lying. Mm. And so, but thank you, Gerard. Well said, my brother.
I gotta face blind women love.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, wow.
don't let the philosopher fool you. Gotta face that even seeing women love. Mm. But Gerard, we still can't mess with you. And Gerard, if I was a single man, you are not allowed. I'm not. But if I was a single man, you wouldn't be allowed near any of my women. If I had one,
what you'd be
allowed near. If I had five, I don't think so. Mm.
Yes, sir.
G-Man agreed with me on that.
So,
Rodon. Go ahead, G. I'll let you sleep. Get on, G.
No, he's having connection issues.
Probably
so that's why he has keep going in and out.
What's her name?
Oh, wow.
have we got all our callers?
We're all good.
Okay.
We all good.
Yeah. But we appreciate everyone that's listening. Like I said, in the next few weeks. We will be doing okay, the 50th episode. Are we just doing live or are we gonna be on stereo also?
Hey, I would love to be with you guys. Let's do live, as G Man has pointed out. I want the people to see my beautiful face.
Hey, exactly. Yeah,
I don't know about the fellas. They more handsome than me, but I believe I'm more handsome than them because you know how it is. What is that? Frog praises his own pond.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's
it. They're some handsome fellas.
It's a sorry frog that don't.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Hey, but I want the folks to see the philosopher, the G Man, the player, the smooth cat named Road Dog, and JP the Lover. Mm. Of course, don't let my wife hear me say that. So, Feather, what y'all think?
It sounds good.
All is good over here.
Feather's in agreement.
Well, no, the question. I knew we was gonna do like the live show, but I didn't know if we was gonna do like both, like do like 30 minutes or something on stereo, and then take it over to Riverside.
Nah, so we gonna actually do a live show. It's going to be
No stereo.
No stereo. We're going to be good.
Yes. So, you ladies, be ready to see the five sex symbols of the Run and Tell It podcast. If you can handle it.
Yeah. And we appreciate everybody.
Yes. We'll
definitely do that. But it's going to definitely be a live show.
Yes. Dale, remember, I always enjoyed the live show.
Yeah, the live show is good.
G-Man tried to spray me on them, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, Lord.
Ask me about my chain.
Long as you don't bring that chain out.
I'm going to break the chain out.
I mean, that chain was lukewarm.
I got three chains. None of them gold, Dale.
Oh, all of them was platinum.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, okay, we forgot to shout out Miss Key because she's listening.
She got any messages?
What's up, Key?
No, she got no messages.
Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Miss K.
Miss Key. All right, Miss Key.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening, babe. Yeah.
Appreciate you.
I'm not familiar with you, but thank you. Yes, the boys, I think they are familiar, but I've been back and forth. but we're glad to have you with us.
Absolutely.
And then we also got Love 38.
Love 38, what's up? What's up, Love?
Appreciate you.
Yes.
Look, anytime you want the 38, you add it up, it's going to be a 69.
Yeah, no, right, G, man.
Here we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Who, my brother.
No, no.
Who
else we got, my brother?
I said
I knew he was going there.
I said it wrong.
Because that's going to be a 76. That's a 76.
Well, you know,
that's a 76, ain't it?
The best number on a menu to order is a 69.
Yeah,
I said it wrong.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Gerard, I knew that joke was going with that doggone 69.
That's 69.
Yeah, but 28. He said, if you add up 38, you got 69, but really it's 76.
We'll make it 69.
Yeah,
we owe some change.
Hey,
it's
going to
be a
69,
though.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, he dropped out of school in the eighth grade.
Look, I can count money.
Yeah.
And money sounds good to me, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm gonna say my final thought right quick.
Go ahead, G.
Oh no, we're let me play this message. If it's Miss Key, let me play the message for you. Say your final thought.
And you guys always pronounce my name Miss K. It's Miss Key. I might need to change it to Miss K anyway because somebody had me mistaken with some other girl that was using Key in her name, but my name does have Key in it. How does that work out? But congratulations to you guys. I heard you say that you're gonna have a channel on Roku. So congratulations to y'all. Yeah. I don't even know if I want to know what it's about. I'd rather like want to see it and just be surprised. You know what I mean? But however you describe it, I've been sitting here for like maybe 10 minutes. So congratulations to all y'all. Is it going to be everybody like Dell, Gerard, G-Man, JP, and Ro? I'm just saying, I haven't met JP yet. But yeah, hey everybody, what's up?
Hey Miss Key, yeah, it'll be all five of us.
Miss Key, because we apologize. And we appreciate. So like I said, Miss Key, that's gonna be you. That's you, Miss Key. We got you and we thank you and we apologize.
What's up?
Somebody took the time to name you Miss Key, and we wanna honor that, Miss Key.
Right. That's right. And Gerard, You were getting ready to say something, buddy.
If you wanna, this is for anybody. Want us? If there's a topic that you want us to do, or just advice or whatever, you can email us at runandtellthatpodcast@gmail.com. That's runandtellthatpodcast@gmail.com. Our name at gmail.com. But yeah, it's gonna be all five. It's gonna be all five of us, and basically, when we do like the live show like that, it's different than how we do on here. So that's more or less like our after party. So that's basically what it's gonna be. We'll talk. Well, when we do the after party, there is no topic. We just talk about anything. So we just go with the flow of conversation. That's what the after party would be about.
I know that, right?
Yes, sir. And you know what, Gerard? You explained it so well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And
Gigolo know how.
Yeah. And the thing about it, we want, like, once we do our 50th, I know for a fact we still going to be doing stereo. But definitely, we're gonna be try to do more visual.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Hey. And so everybody can actually see the faces behind it, because I think that we joke.
It's important,
but our meaning is like good meaning behind it.
Yes,
you know what I mean. So
you're right, G.
I want to thank everybody for.
Yeah,
still
got some.
What you say?
Y'all know.
Okay, while they're while they're going back and forth, if there's any old episodes that you want to listen to from this season, you can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, YouTube, anywhere that you listen to your podcast, any major platforms, we're on all of those.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my brother. I want to go back to the transparency. What's that, Dale?
Transparency.
Dale, say it again, Dale.
Drink all three.
No, Dale, we don't.
The second one?
That was right there. So,
yeah, I've been to Broncos. Transparency.
Player.
Two.
Bro Dog.
He having connect. He got connection issues.
Okay, well, we understand.
Yeah.
I hate that.
So, I mean, just to close it out, for me, this is my last word right here.
Yeah, you saying that.
So, if you got cauliflower and broccoli.
I love cauliflower and broccoli.
Me too.
Does it equal spinach?
No.
No.
All right, so make sure your vote matters.
Your vote matters. Y'all heard that from G-Man. Cauliflower and broccoli does not equal, what was it, G-Man?
Spanish.
So vote. Make your
vote. Vote matters.
Hey, and my plan is America.
There you go.
For those that are listening, my plan is to vote tomorrow. Dale has voted. G-Man has voted.
Done it.
I don't know if Gigolo Gerard has voted or Road Dog has voted, but I am voting tomorrow. And because our vote does matter, yes. A lot will wait until election Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
But if I can vote now, I'm going to go ahead and vote because it does matter.
That's right.
And these guys have made me realize, you know, I was already planning on it. I thought about it while I was at work this morning. Now I need to go ahead and vote. I'm not sure, but I will be voting tomorrow sometime.
Yes, sir.
And our vote does count. I was telling you.
Can I ask you?
You know you can, my brother. Much as I love you and the fellas. I can hush when y'all talk.
But before, it's hard. But before we end this podcast tonight, do you feel as though that whatever you feel in the inside, would it matter?
Yes.
With your vote?
Yeah. G-Man made a point. Me, y'all may not know, but me and these cats, me, G-Man, the philosopher Dale, the gigolo Gerard, and the road dog. We've gotten up in age, and we're not young as probably a lot in our listening audience, but we've all come to realize that your vote matters. Yes, and just like Dale asked G-Man, how long has he been married? G-Man's been married longer than a lot of our listeners. Have been alive.
Yeah.
But your vote does matter.
It does. You know, I sit here and I think,
yeah.
You know, like I said, I've known JP about.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Now.
About 30 years.
30 years.
I've got G-Man over about 20.
Over 20. Plus,
you know, so like I said, we're talking about a friendship that has endured.
I love that.
Because we've made each other feel like we matter.
I love that.
You know, roll. Gerard, like I said again, we haven't known each other quite that long, but like I said again, it don't take a long time. No. If you're gonna be, you know, you're gonna know someone and see them right and true, it ain't gonna take forever.
No,
you know, but like I said,
I'm appreciative
of the relationship.
Yes. You know, yes. I love Jiggle Gerard and Road Dog. I'm like you, Philosopher Dale. But Gerard.
Yeah.
You still ain't mm-hmm. If I was a single man, you would not be allowed near my woman.
Amen, brother.
I don't know what y'all talking about, but I'm going I'm gonna read Roe's closing remarks since he's having like technical difficulties. Roe's closing remark is when the sea is calm, desert rain drops will flow secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Even though I'm reading what he said, I still don't understand what that means. But
hey, G-Man don't know what the hell Road Dogg is talking about. Dale is a philosopher. So, Dale, you get that one, Dale? Dale's a little confused.
I'm spinning.
Yes, sir. So we appreciate it.
But
like I said,
we appreciate everyone that listened tonight and everyone that will be listening later on all platforms. We'll be back next week, 6:10 p.m. Friday.
Six-ish.
You know what I'm saying? So
six-ish.
Yeah.
Hey.
And like I said, we appreciate everyone that that listen. We appreciate Callie and anybody that left messages, Ms. Key. Or if you didn't leave messages and you just wanted to listen, we appreciate you. And like I said, I guess this is it for tonight.
That's right. Peace.
We're out.
Hey, love you, fellas.
Yes, sir.